life.
Free is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. There is a lot to discuss here as usual tonight, including I'll be sharing with you an update on one of the jailed members of Pussy Riot in Russia. There's some pretty scary headlines today about her, and we'll get to that story here. But I want to say, wow, thank you, Mark, for sitting in for me on Saturday night. I was pretty out of it. Ended up Keenvention, had kind of a bit of a headache after the day on Saturday. I don't know why. It wasn't particularly stressful or anything. I think it was just one of those days where that sort of thing just happened to me. And after just having a full day at Keenvention, I said, you know, you're going to have Brett on the show. You guys can handle it. It sounded like you had a good show.
Yeah, it was good.
From what I understand. And we had an amazing Keenvention this weekend. For those of you that haven't been following the posts on the Keenvention Facebook page, there have been pictures that have been posted from throughout the convention. More pictures are going up on people's profiles. Lots of people are just basically raving about this event, which I didn't know what to expect. I thought, you know, Friday morning, 9 a.m., I thought there might have been three people in the audience. Turned out there were 22 to start things out, and I thought that was really great. At the end of the event, I didn't do a count at the very end, but there were certainly plenty of people there to watch our closing speaker, who was Brian Tan. And Brian is a former jail guard at the local, as we call it, the Cheshire Keens, or the Keens Spiritual Retreat. It's officially known as the Cheshire House of Corrections. And we actually have Brian in the studio with us. Daryl is sick as a dog. He was working with me earlier
today.
Sounds
awful.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah,
he sounds horrible. He sounds like he was singing at a whole lot at the karaoke on Saturday night, but no, he's sick. So actually, it was interesting. One of those coincidental things where you and I were just talking about, prior to Daryl being sick, Brian, you were talking about being interested in, you know, doing a little bit of radio work. You do your own show.
Correct, yes.
Your website is bryantann.com. That's BRYANTANN. And you do your own show. And so I thought, well, okay, Daryl's sick. There's Brian. Let's talk to him. Get him to do the show.
I appreciate it. I mean, you know, all the experience I can get is absolutely awesome for me. You know, I'm going to school for communications, wanting to get into radio. So, I mean, any sort of experience I can get, I'm all about getting.
Well, in my experience, it's experience that's what matters the most in radio. Going to school for radio is usually throwing money down a hole.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what I've done, you know.
But yeah.
Sadly enough, though, a lot of these people, you know, they want to know that you have that piece of paper, that expensive piece of paper.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try to. I actually, sadly enough, for being as rebellious as I am, Mr. I like to say what I want to say, I applied for a job with Clear Channel at one point, mm-hmm. and they told me that I didn't have the education or the necessary experience. It's like,
unbelievable.
So I guess I'm just, you know, not enough of a talking head drone to get in on that, I guess. I don't know. You know, I don't get it, but whatever. I mean, you ask anyone who knows me, I can run my mouth up there with the best of them.
A lot of people started at Clear Channel by working for them for free as a
That's how
an
intern. I do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. So, you know, it's one of the ways to start. It's the only one I know, but yeah. it's not that other people, you know, haven't made it other ways.
Yeah. Got all kinds of interesting news to discuss tonight, so welcome. You're going to be here for the whole show.
Oh, yeah,
Brian is with us. And just to give you a little bit more about Brian, he actually was one of the guards who kept me in a cage back in 2011. He
I'm never living that one down.
He has also kept Rich Paul in a cage, and he's currently in the same facility right now.
And Derek
Rich
J.
Paul and Derek J. As well, and other activist types. And so you focused on your history and your speech at Keenvention, which was very emotional for people. I've been reading some of the comments on Facebook, and I'm sure you've seen a few of them.
Yes, yes, I have.
Derek J said he was brought to tears multiple times, and I heard that from more than one person, that it was a very emotional speech for them.
Yeah, well, one thing that I don't think anyone really gets unless you're there is that it's really hard to have to differentiate being a human being with people. You know, you kind of have to go in there kind of like a robot. And in some ways, they kind of dissuade you of having feelings. You know, don't mm-hmm. show sympathy, show empathy. But for me, I've always been a very sympathetic, very caring person.
Well, empathy is a good thing, right?
Yeah, empathy is good.
The difference between sympathy and empathy is that sympathy is where you feel sorry for somebody. Right. Empathy is where you can put yourself in their shoes. So actually, empathy is a better thing to feel.
And that's absolutely right. And that's actually what allowed me to, I guess, to be able to handle it. But in a lot of the times, too, it seemed to me like, you know, they didn't sort of want you to feel because...
feel anything.
Right, because on one instance, they would say that if you start to feel for people, it makes it easier for you to be manipulated.
Mm.
But then at the same token, my thought was, but if...
Manipulated into what, exactly? What are they worried you're going to do for one of these prisoners? By the way, my co-host, Mark, you just met him for the first time tonight.
Yes.
Mark, for whatever reason, wasn't able to make the very end of King Benjamin.
Right.
But he was there for a lot of it. And Mark actually spent 9 years in Florida prison.
Long time, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Nine years? What did you do?
Didn't mean to throw that on you. See, that's the question. I didn't do it.
You're trying to manipulate him.
Sorry. What did they say? What do they allege that you did for 9 years?
It was a second-degree murder charge.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was on site and participated in a fight. And things went really badly. And... You know, I didn't turn state's evidence on my co-defendant quickly enough is really what the issue was.
So essentially they wanted you to, for lack of a better term, rap somebody out. You wouldn't do it. And
I should have. I did not.
Right.
That was the case there. But, you know, when I was thinking about officers, and I can understand the difficulty, it's a really fine line in showing sort of graciousness and empathy to an inmate and just being taken advantage of. And there's a lot of opportunity for that to happen. And I find it to
definitely.
Be, very, very difficult. I would try not to put an officer in that position because there's nothing that individual can do. As an officer, all you can do is attempt to make life for people as
easy as possible.
Yeah, as easy as you can without, you know...
Without compromising yourself. Like, there were some that would try to get... Like, I've had people try to get me to sneak drugs in. I've had people try to get me to sneak cigarettes in. And just trying to do it out joking at first. Like, you know, hey, if you're on your way to Dunkin's, why don't you get me something? Nah, it's okay. Oh, yeah, well, how about some cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, sure. Let me just do that, you know.
And then get felony charges.
Yeah, then get a felony charge
on
me.
As one of the jail guards actually received from that facility.
Yeah, but you realize, though, that I don't believe he's done any time at all.
Well, I don't know if the case has actually gone through. I haven't heard an update.
I think it's done. It's over and done.
Really? Because I heard he wasn't taking the plea, which means that he would be going to trial. So I wonder what the results were.
That's probably, you know, honestly, once I left there, I pretty much just... You know, except for, you know, a few people that I still have as friends on Facebook, however long that's going to last, I don't really associate with anybody anymore because at one point it was weird being not so much in the in crowd, but friendly enough with a bunch of people. And then towards my last few months, that sort of changed to the point
where you're no longer behind the thin blue line.
Exactly. But the funny thing is, and it's actually ironic when you mention the thin blue line, is that's something that the superintendent really tried hard to dissuade.
Is that right?
In some ways. I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, there were a couple times when, I remember one instance when I was working on third shift and I was on my way into work, and the day before I'd been rear-ended by a Keene State student and it damaged my plate light, but I didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a state trooper pull me over, and it was actually kind of funny
Hold the rest of the story. Yeah, we're going to come back with that here in a moment. More with former corrections officer Brian Tan. He'll be sitting in with us all night. Maybe you've got a question for him. You're welcome to dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Plenty more to come here. Also, Russian prison update in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back all the way to 2006. You can click, download as many of them as you want. No logging in required, no membership fee or clicking of advertising or anything like that. You just go and download them. They're yours. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all that. Now, also, the Free State Project, we heard from Free State Project President Carla Garrick this weekend at the Keenvention. She gave her first State of the Free State Project speech, and it was fantastic, of course. We had just all three of our keynote speakers. One of them was Brian Tan, who's with us here tonight.
Hello.
But Carla Garrick did a great job on Friday night talking about what's going on with the Free State Project, how they've now brought her on board as a full-time paid staff, because she'd been volunteering as the president for the last 2 years, and they finally paid her to do this. And the idea is to bring it home, because the Free State Project is currently at 75% of its way to the goal of reaching 20,000 people
That's
who
great.
Signed up to move to New Hampshire. Now, only about 10% of the total signers, we got 15,000 signers so far, only about 10% of them are actually here now in New Hampshire. So those people like Mark and myself were early movers. The Free State Project still, we got to get about 5,000 more people, and that could be you. If you don't live in New Hampshire already and you're willing to move here to get active for freedom, if you love liberty, if you know what liberty means, and of course that is that you should be free to live your life how you want,
not
as long as you don't hurt anybody else.
Yeah, don't hurt nobody, live and let live.
And the other important component is that let live portion, where you have to be willing to allow other people to live how they want, even if the way they're living is a way you wouldn't choose to live.
Right. If you just if you have an issue with, if someone wants to be homosexual, they're homosexual. If somebody wants to spin around in circles in their backyard on a Sunday for fun, hey, it's not your business if it ain't hurting you.
Exactly right. So if you're one of those kind of people, then you should go to freestateproject.org, because you will not regret being in a place where there's actually a community of people that love freedom. Now, Brian Tan, I mean, just as an example, the Keenvention wasn't a Free State Project sponsored event. I put that thing together.
Right. It was a great event.
We did have a number of Free State Project participants there. There were also a lot of people who were considering a move that had come up from all over the country.
Yep.
And so, you know, that was kind of your first event.
Right.
With a fair amount of people attending. Like, you've come out to Social Sundays before, which is a regular thing we do here.
Yes.
That's a good event.
So
this was your biggest one that you did.
This was a big, big thing for me. This was like, you know, when you asked me to come and talk, I was like, at first I was like, well, I can't tell this dude no, because this is an awesome opportunity to, you know, let people know what I've been involved in and, you know, tell them what my story is. And, you know, like I was telling you guys during the break, you know, my grandmother always told me, you either need to get in the radio or something with a mouth like yours so people don't want to kill you. So, one of the only good things I'm good at is running my mouth. So, you know, it was great to be able to go in and talk to people and maybe give some, give a little bit of a backstory about what I was going through as a person who's, I've always been liberty minded.
An anarchy symbol tattooed
on
your arm.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that, I didn't know, I hadn't met you. I wasn't one of the guys that was off on the Keen spiritual retreat that, man, really, Ian, you're going to take your final keynote speaker. So the keynote speaker, you're going to make it some prison guard who hasn't done this kind of public speaking before. This should be pretty interesting. And it turns out that the reviews are like, you know, people are brought to tears by the event. So I'm kind of impressed by what I hear, but I didn't get to hear it myself. What was it like up there for you, Brian?
It was emotional. It was very emotional. You know, I think one of the things that really, because I came into it saying, you know, what am I going to say? You know, what am I going to say to these people? What if I get booed? You know, what if no one wants to hear it? You know what I mean? And I think what really helped me was seeing Derek J again for the first time in a couple of years, you know, because, you know, he had been in and me and him had had some not so friendly run-ins in the jail. And he even, you know, he wrote a blog about me before that when I first, you know, heard about, I was pretty bent out of shape. But then it was like, you know what? It's his feelings. And he's got every right to feel that way. And if I was in his position, I'd feel the exact same way. So when he came up to me and shook my hand, that was, I think that really sort of gave me the little extra push that I needed to sort of not, like, I never feel stage fright at all because I love talking. But it was like, you know, I'm in a room with people that
this is going to be a hostile audience.
Yeah, it was almost like, you know, even when I first reached out to you, I was like, is this going to be a hostile situation or is it not going to be? So, but when I talked to Derek, it really made it a lot easier, and it made me feel even more comfortable being able to come up and talk about things.
Brian, I would have felt, in you know, just sort of, in, just if they had asked, if Ian had said, Mark, we want you to do the keynote speech there, and I'd have been like, oh my goodness, I got to write a speech. I guess I better. What am I going to say up there? I would have felt that same way. I can just imagine what it must have been like for you, and to have pulled it off in a way that you did. I'm really impressed.
He didn't write a speech.
No, like, I'm too lazy to write.
Like JJ on Saturday night. Did you see JJ's speech, Mark?
I did. I didn't get to. I can't say out that late.
Good news. Good news. We recorded everything okay. from Keenvention. So everybody that's
where
out there wondering.
Get it?
It will be posted on both the Keenvention Facebook page and I'll also post it to freekeen.com. So if you're following one or the other or both, you'll see them when they're
check
ready.
It out.
I haven't had a chance to get any of that done, so that's coming. That's
well,
down
you
the
can
line.
Only do it with so much, dude.
Right. It is. It's in the pipe. The video is on the computer. It's you know, it just needs to be cranked out. So so I'll definitely get to that. But I'm glad to really hear that because I mean Derek J is a real you know he's one of my favorites.
He's a great guy. As a matter of fact, I watched his movie that you
That's right. I gave you a copy of.
Yeah, you gave me a copy, and I watched it. And like I was telling you earlier on today, I was getting really heated at certain spots, especially in the one scene where he's basically you know tackled. You know the I can't remember the officer's name, but he plays his best. Brian the Boz Bosworth impression tackling him off a bike. It's like, wow, tough guy. Here's a guy who's riding on a bike. He's like, what, 135 pounds soaking
right.
wet. You feel really, really tough tackling him. I was actually yelling at my laptop, why don't you try tackling me like that?
Tackled him, and according to Derek J, we didn't catch this part on video. There's one, maybe you can see one of them, but Derek J says that he hit him.
Yeah,
twice.
He actually hit him. Yeah, I did actually. I saw at one point his arm move
it
in a striking
like
position,
yeah.
And I'm like, dude, really? So you got this guy on the ground. You're straddling him like he's a friggin' horse.
And then
you got to hit him too.
Who's known for being peaceful? I mean, Derek J's never done anything to hurt anybody.
No.
So like, you know.
I mean, the most he does is like lip off to somebody. If that's gonna cause you any sort of pain, then you need to get some thicker skin, or you need to put your head in the ground and stay there.
I mean, for those who haven't seen the movie yet, you can go to victimlesscrimesfree.com. You can watch it for free there. And
you have to check. You have to. If you don't watch, if you watch anything else that's liberty oriented, you have to watch this. If you don't, then there's something wrong with you. It's an awesome view.
All right, so we got to get back to your story, and of course we're going to have to continue it in a moment. You said you got pulled over by a state trooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was weird because so let me set it back up for you. So about a day or so before, I got rear-ended by a Keene State student, and I didn't know it broke my tail light or my plate light.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way into work working third shift, and I've got my shirt with my badge on the front seat, totally visible. On my way in. And I see the blue lights. Now, whether I'm a CO or not, any black guy that sees the lights in his rear view, he's going to swell up tighter than a dolphin. He's gonna go watertight real quick.
Especially in Cheshire County, New Hampshire,
yeah.
Where black people, according to the NHCLU, are 10 times more likely than white people to be arrested for marijuana possession.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by. We're going to come back with more. Promise you, we're actually going to get to the
story. We're actually going to get to it.
855, 453. It's Free Talk Live.
Check.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you might like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, was at the hotel for Keenvention this weekend, and people were complaining because the hotel Wi-Fi, for whatever reason, it was working initially, but for whatever reason, halfway through the first day, the hotel Wi-Fi just stopped being able to access Keenvention's website, keenvention.info. Couldn't access Free Talk Live. All my sites are on the same server.
Right.
So, Free Talk Live, Free Keen, Keenvention. ShireSociety.com. Nobody could get it. So we're at this convention, and no one can get to the website for the convention.
That's not cool.
You know, if you had 3G or 4G, you could get on, but if you were using the hotel's Wi-Fi, it was no good. Mm-hmm. So I reminded our venue-goers, the Keenventioneers, if you will, I reminded them that if they had ProXPN on their computer, they would have been able to get to our site, because ProXPN is a virtual private network, essentially. It's an encrypted tunnel that will encrypt all of the data coming from your laptop, your smartphone, your desktop computer, whatever internet-enabled device you have, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you've got, ProXPN will work with it, and it will encrypt with 512-bit encryption everything that leaves and everything that comes into your laptop. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
So the hotel administrators have no idea what websites you're visiting. Your ISP doesn't get to log your sites anymore, because ISPs will keep logs of the websites you visit sometimes for as much as 5 years, for as little as 6 months. That's a long period of time.
Yeah.
So if you care about privacy, if that's something that's concerning you, and it should be in this day and age,
you got to be worried about that.
Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there, and when you're ready to go up to their premium account, you can use code FTL20 and get 20% off the price of their account, which includes unlimited bandwidth. You can run whatever you want. So if you want to use torrents, you want to use torrents privately, you can do that over ProXPN. But ProXPN, by the way, doesn't keep any records of your online habits at all. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose except for your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and again, use promo code FTL20. You'll get a heck of a deal. It'll break it down to $5 a month, basically, for ProXPN services, which are incredible. And it gets you around blockages. It gets you around, if you're in another country where they block certain websites or certain search terms, no problem. You get ProXPN, you connect to one of their servers in a different country, and then the websites have no idea where you're coming from. They know where they think you're coming from a different place than you actually are. So it's very useful. ProXPN.com/FTL. So Brian Tan is with us.
Hello.
Former jail guard here at Cheshire County, now speaking out in favor of liberty, the excellent closing speaker at this weekend's Keenevention, the very first ever Keenevention. You were telling us you were pulled over by a state trooper. Yeah. We got to the part where he flips his lights on, and that was about all we had time for.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So being a black man in general, when you see those lights in your rear view, you're going to swell it. You're going to shut tighter than a dolphin's behind. You're going to be watertight. But especially when you live in an area where you're like one of like 6-7 other black people, I mean, it's worrisome. It's very worrisome. So, you know, I pulled over and, you know, the guy comes up and he's shining his flashlight in my back seat for what felt like a full minute. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, it's a car seat and toys.
And if this is... So this is first shift, so this is early in the morning?
Third shift. Okay. It was about 10, almost 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, so I'm thinking in the back of my hand, dude, it's a baby seat and they're toys. You're not going to find drugs, you're not going to find a gun. Come on.
I don't bring those to my work at the
No, not
prison.
Usually. Not usually, no. So the guy comes up, and then there's the flashlight in my face, and it's like, huh, there's the spotlight of driving while black. Way to go. And he goes... Oh, do you know why I pulled you over? And it took a whole lot for me not to say something smart because, you know, it's hard for me to not say something smart, Alecky. It's really hard. And I was like, no, sir, what did I do? And he says, well, your plate light's out. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't aware. You know, thanks for letting me know. I got rear-ended the other day.
Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and then he's like, so he's still, like, shining his flashlight. And he's like, so where are you going? And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, why do you care? I didn't realize it was illegal to be black at night and driving.
But what he's doing, I mean, for our listeners that aren't familiar with this, and we always have new people tuning in, but what that cop is doing is standard. I mean, he's going to talk, you know, if you were a young white kid, he'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were a rich white guy weren't driving a BMW, he wouldn't ask that question. But pretty much anybody, you know, that he's interested in, he's going to start asking questions. Well, where are you going? Where are you coming from? Where do you work, et cetera?
Right.
And the more questions you answer, the more he's probably going to ask because
he's
just nosing around just to try to get information from you, to try to get you to admit to committing some sort of non-crime
so
they can arrest you.
Yeah, and the thing was, and finally I told him, I said, I'm going to work. And now this is what happened.
You had no obligation to tell him anything.
No.
You know that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, the thing that really frustrated me about it and why I was starting to get kind of angry was this man had just seen me the night before. He had come into the booking department booking I can't remember if they were a PC, protective custody inmate.
Drunk person.
Yeah, or if he was actually bringing someone in on charges. But he had just brought someone in. He had just talked to me 24 hours before. So that's what really upset me. And now I understand, you know, there's certain times where I'll see people, and I may not remember their name, but I'll remember their face.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
it's hard to forget a face.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, so you talked to me 24 hours ago. And now you're treating me like you've never seen me before in your life.
Hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to work. And he was like, well, where do you work? And I'm like, at the jail. You just talked to me last night. And he looks at me again. Oh, yeah. And then, like, his whole demeanor changed.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It absolutely would.
You're one of them.
Yeah. And then he starts flashing his flashlight in my back seat again. And I'm like, come on. And finally, he's like, well, Have a good night. Take care of that plate light. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
So key questions for our listeners who might find themselves in a similar position. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? These are two of the most important questions that you can ask in any contact, in any pullover with the police. You know, once he told you that, oh, I was just pulling you over for the burnout tail light. Right. Say, oh, thanks for that information. Am I free to go? That could have been, you know, whenever you can ask the question of the police, you turn the tables to some extent, because right. if they're the ones asking the questions, and this is like an old sales adage, if you're asking, if you're the one doing all the talking as a salesperson, you're going to lose the sale. If right. the prospective client is the one doing all the talking, then you might have a much better chance of right. getting the sale. Right. Police use the same thing. If you if they're asking all the questions and you're giving up information, they're getting closer and closer and closer to being able to figure out something to charge you with. Like one of the most common ones is where they'll look at your driver's license and say, Mr. Tan, do you still live at such and such location? Mm-hmm. And if you say, no, I moved back in April, you just got yourself a ticket. Or right. not going and telling the government where you moved where you to live. Within yeah. however many days. So the more you say, the more likely you are to end up getting a ticket.
Right.
So I think the best thing you can do in those circumstances is just not answer their questions.
Oh, I absolutely agree. The funny thing is that one of the things in my training was, you know, when you interact with inmates, try to keep them talking so you can get information out of them.
Mm.
And but see, my thing is that it's totally different when you're on the other side of it. It sort of unnerves you, and even though, you know, it's like, yeah, I've got my shirt and my badge and my chevrons beside me, but it's totally different because until I'm in that building, I've got no power. I'm an everyday citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, and I'm actually happy with that because I don't want that kind of power. I didn't even like having that sort of power when I was there. I didn't like being in charge of people like that. That wasn't my... you know, yes, you know, this is what I've always wanted.
That's not why you took the job.
No, it's not why I took the job. I took the job because I wanted to make a living, take care of my family, and try to make a positive difference in a system that even when I was, air quote, loyal to it, I knew was broken. You know, I went in, like I told Julian, I wanted to make a positive difference.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts, welcome. 855 453. And you talked a lot about that in your speech. In kind of your path of being working at the jail and deciding to leave. And as I said, we did record every speech, every panel at Keenvention, and so we will be releasing those. So if you don't feel like you missed out. You will get to see this. 855, 453, there's more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you will find there for free. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to msnmobile.freetalklive.com to access our live streams and the podcast, msnmobile.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian. We also have with us
Brian Tan. Hello.
That's right. Brian Tan is our special guest host this evening as Daryl is out sick. And I'm grateful that we have you here because I think you've been doing great so far.
Hey, I'm loving it. I hope Daryl gets well soon because he sounded really, really bad earlier on today.
And also our other host is
Mark.
All right. So we'll talk to you about absolutely anything. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Adam in Birmingham. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Love your show. Listen every day, or try to anyway, but it's very entertaining. I like the things you guys bring up.
Excellent.
The question that I had was for the jail guard, the kind of the risk
Brian.
Reward. The civil disobedience.
He's no longer a jail guard.
Yep, former.
Oh,
former.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't catch his name. I apologize.
It's Brian Tan. Brian Tan. Go ahead.
Risk versus reward of civil disobedience, you know, because my thoughts on it is, you know, you can do the civil disobedience thing and, you know, the state or the cops love to arrest you, love to express their power over you. It kind of seems like civil disobedience might be a bad idea. And I just kind of wanted to get his opinion on that as a former prison guard, if it has any kind of political capital in it that can actually help to change the system.
That's a good question, Adam. The one thing that I'll say, and the one thing that I kind of want to kind of give a difference of, explain the difference to the audience, is that jail versus prison. Jail is temporary custody holding, where prison is long-term. Prison is usually on the federal level. Prison is where you go after you finish up with jail. So, and I worked in a jail. Just want to sort of clarify that. There are there's big differences between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the civil disobedience goes, once you're behind the walls, so to speak, was that part of your question?
I mean, anytime.
Oh, just in general.
Before and after, yeah. So.
Well, when you're behind the walls, I've seen people that have come in that have been, you know, part of the Free State that, you know, they refuse to our process, and that sort of, they refuse the process of being booked in, being put into the system. And in doing that, you know, they're not allowed to have some of the air quote luxuries that will come in. Sometimes they're kept in the booking cells, which are very, very uncomfortable. No mattresses. It's very cold. You're not allowed to have a blanket. You know, you're stripped down to one layer, no shoes. So if you came in just a T-shirt and you had a sweatshirt over that T-shirt, you're losing that sweatshirt, and you're going to be in there, and you're going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're going to be made to comply by being made to be as uncomfortable as possible.
I know that there was a guy, actually another guy from Pittsburgh, we call him 280, he's one of the hosts of Puke in the Gang. He was in there, and he tried this this tactic of not complying with the processing. They didn't feed him.
Yeah, because usually in booking, a lot of people don't get fed. They don't feed people in booking. Like, people that come in as PC, protective custody, they don't get food. The only people that were in booking that got fed were people that were there for weekend charges, which is, you know, weekend sentencing, which is completely ridiculous to me.
Hmm.
You know,
I got fed.
You know what I mean? But
I got fed. I got milk that was like 3 weeks old, and it was pretty gross.
But you weren't complying with. Just to clarify, Adam, you're saying you were not complying with the booking process.
I was drunk in public, and I didn't want to give the cop my ID. But
You were fed on a PC. I see.
I complied. Yeah, I complied very quickly. I mean, I'm not in Keene. I'm actually in Cobb County, Georgia.
Now, wait a minute. Says here you're in Birmingham.
I'm a truck driver, and I'm calling. Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm calling from Birmingham right now, but I live in Cobb County.
All right. Okay, but was your question for Brian about civil disobedience from like a larger perspective? You said, you know, you were talking about will it change the laws? Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, how effective is it? He's been on the inside. He's been with the, he's been with other people, the people that are, you know, that were basically trying to change the system, and he's one of the guards of them. How effective was it being in the mindset of being that jail guard? How effective was civil disobedience in actually making a change, or is it just give them more people to pick
on? Was it effective at changing Brian's personal mind, or are you talking about changing the system?
Changing the system.
As far as changing the system, really, it's for any sort of positive change, any sort of change period, it's going to take time. You know, it's sort of like how they do up here. You know, you've got people that are sort of uniting together, you know, because essentially it becomes strength in numbers. And as far as having civil disobedience goes, I was speaking at a Social Sunday last night, and I was referencing how the Black Panthers did it. They knew the law front to back.
Sure did.
And were able to throw the law back at law enforcement.
And that probably worked at least 10% of the time, because law enforcement just went around that whenever they needed
exactly,
to.
Yeah, exactly. But when you've got recording a quote, you've got somehow where, you know, you're being given a hard time by the police. The police are very, very cognizant of camera phones. So, you know, if you got camera phones out so you can have witnesses and you can know the law and can voice it without, I guess, being disrespectful, because really, and it's a sad truth that the fact of the matter is that once you start getting disrespectful, defensiveness goes straight up. And in the end, it does turn into that they've got the power to detain. So I would say if you're going to do the civil disobedience, yeah, do that. But you have to know what you're talking about, be very knowledgeable in what you're talking about, and keep a calm, cool, collective head.
The other thing I would add to that is that, no, civil disobedience generally doesn't change the system, or not right away. As Brian was saying, it's going to take time. But what civil disobedience can do, and we did have a civil disobedience panel at Keenevention. If you missed it, we'll put the video online at freekeen.com later. But the, you know, as we were talking about on the panel, that what you can do is you can bring attention to an issue.
Right.
And what civil disobedience does is it forces people to, who are at least noticing the fact that it exists, if somebody is aware that somebody has done civil disobedience, it usually puts them into a position of having to make a choice on what they think about this.
Right.
Do they take the side of the police who are arresting a peaceful, you know, 140-pound man for trying to smoke a bowl of cannabis in the public park? Or do you take the side of the man who's just peacefully sitting there trying to smoke his pipe?
Exactly.
And it allows people to make these choices and starts discussions. You know, dinner table discussions probably being had about these
exactly.
things. Exactly. Maybe that will lead down the line to more people considering the issue from a different perspective that they'd never considered it before.
Absolutely.
Maybe that will lead down the line to politicians actually listening to people when they're talking about these issues. Maybe down the line it'll make it so there's some sort of change to the
right.
system.
You might inspire one of these hard-edged politicians to maybe think about changing their perspectives. I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, who were we talking about yesterday that part of the reason why something happened was because the guy's kid got involved with it? Was it the Bearcat?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was a city councilor, the son of a city councilor. Well, first of all, the city councilor in Keene, Terry Clark, was the only no vote against the Bearcat,
right.
and then his son kind of took the ball and ran with it from an activist perspective, went out, hit the streets with some of the Free State Project participants,
right.
got some hundreds of petition signatures against the Bearcat.
Right.
Now, it didn't change anybody's mind in the political
Probably
game.
Not, but it's
not
still,
at all.
But
one person changed their mind. It was amazing. There were 200 people at the city council meeting. The place was packed. They actually had to close down the council meeting, close access.
Yes, actually shut down.
Fire
yeah.
code. And so that you literally had a packed meeting, and all these people, almost all of them, 90%+ of them were in there against this Bearcat, this militarized
right.
police tank that are being distributed all across the United States by the federal government, Department
Thanks,
of Homeland
no
Security.
Tank.
Thanks, but no tanks. Exactly. And so despite all of the efforts, all of the petition gathering, all of the news media coverage, all of the people that had called there, because when I was out on the streets doing petitioning, we would give away sheets of information, and the information included the phone numbers of all the city councilors.
Right.
And so we were telling people, hey, call these people at home and tell them how you feel about this. And they
right.
were calling. One city councilor said she had 80% to 90% of people saying they didn't want this thing.
Right.
So, I mean, they clearly just went right ahead and did whatever the police chief wanted in the face mm-hmm. of everybody who was trying to give them feedback. So
Which
sometimes,
sucks.
You know, sometimes it takes a real long time
yeah.
to do
well,
this
and the
stuff.
Thing, and the most important thing is, too, and I don't mean to get overly long-winded to answer the question, is that positive change is not going to happen in a day, not in a week, not in a month, not in a year. So when things like that happen, you know, it's important not to get discouraged
yeah, for sure.
to the point where you're so negative that you're like, oh, I'm just going to quit and go play Galaga.
Burnout is a very real thing. And
fine game, Galaga.
And Adam, thanks for the call and the question tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. I hope that
hey, no
helps
problem.
You with
Thank
it.
You.
Yep. Burnout's very, very real, and for the reasons that you're talking about, activists
yeah.
just get tired of, you know, seemingly slamming their head up against the wall, which is why the Free State Project exists. At freestateproject.org,
right.
the idea is if you get together with enough people who think like you do, you're
less
likely
motivated.
To burn out. Yeah, you'll stay motivated. You're always around people who get it, who are there with you, that they're helping. You can help other people with their projects. There's always something exciting happening. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Hour 2's next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.